Ultimatum is a man with a mission. He teaches the power of positive thinking. If you can believe it, you can achieve it. That's until he meets a woman foraging for food in a garbage dumpster. She explains she has a job and works hard, but is still paid too little and has to go dumpster diving to survive. When Ultimatum tries to help her, he is fired and becomes unemployed man. Despite his best efforts, he can't find a job.
Unemployed man lost his house in a fantastic foreclosure. He's living in a cave, rock bottom, which is the cave underneath his former mansion.
Co-author Eric Origen explains that early in the adventures of Unemployed Man, our hero meets his silver-haired sidekick, Plan B, who can't get hired because he is too old.
Well, they meet in a job line, and of course Plan B has been in the business for decades and can't afford to go into retirement because the broker made a joke of his 401k.
Origen and Golan had fun with the names of their characters, making allusions to real superheroes and puns on terms from financial news headlines. Gan Golan says Unemployed Man and Plan B meet others who also emerged from the economic crisis, such as Wonder Mother, who built an invisible jet from pieces of the glass ceiling that often keeps women from being promoted, and shadow worker Phantasma.
Phantasma is perhaps one of the first undocumented immigrant superheroes ever in comics, and she's from Oaxaca, Mexico, and her family loses their farm due to NAFTA, and the subsidizer is a villain flooding the market with cheap corn, and so she comes to the United States to look for work and then finds out that she's starting to become invisible. So like a classic superhero, her power is being invisible, only she realizes she can't be seen by the people who employ her. And her humanity is not seen either.
Our superheroes wrestle with the economic crisis and a group of evildoers who are profiting from it, including Outsource, which is happening to many U.S. jobs, and Pink Slip, the notice that you've been fired. Eric Origen reads a confrontation between the villains and one of our heroes.
His ideas could infect others. Eliminate him immediately, then backdate a charge on his credit card and raise his APR by 70%. Payne, it's time you got the boot. Clank, you're fired! Ah!
To make the adventures of Unemployed Man look even more like a classic comic book, Origen says he and Golan included ads for fantastic economy-related products.
The invisible helmet. The economy is people. Us. So how well are we doing? Well, a lot better when certain people become invisible, which is where you come in. Are you working part-time because you can't find full-time work? Have you been looking for work too long? Have you stopped looking for work? If so, then the invisible helmet is for you. Some might call it creative accounting, but you and your kind will call it relief. No longer will you be embarrassed by your situation. Instead, you will simply disappear. Warning, does not actually make you or your misery invisible.
The classic American superheroes like Superman and Batman appeared in the late 1930s in the wake of the Great Depression as symbols of hope and determination. Eric Origen says their out-of-work superheroes were also inspired by the economy. But unlike Superman and Wonder Woman, he says, none of Unemployed Man's friends has any superpower other than the ability to face reality.
We really want people to see how super they are in their own lives. For instance, Wonder Mother is a working mother who's having to fight economic villains at the same time that she's defending this baby in a Bjorn on her chest. That's heroic. Getting up and looking for work and having these astounding interviews with the human resource, that's heroic. So we want people to see how heroic they are.
Eric Origen and Gan Golan co-authored a political parody of the children's classic Goodnight Moon. Their version features the former president and is called Goodnight Bush. Golan says this was their first experience with a comic book.
Comic books are incredibly complicated mediums. It's almost like making a small film, and we had so many amazing artists working with us. Really, the most rewarding part was to work with artists who began making comics in the 50s and 60s, legendary artists like Ramona Fraiden and Rick Veitch and Mike Netzer and a whole group of others.
As the adventures of Unemployed Man ends, our hero is still looking for a job. The authors say they chose this ambiguous ending because they did not want to give readers false hope.
A depression is not just an economic term, it's also an emotional term. And I think we're providing a kind of comedic stimulus package for the country and for other people who are struggling right now.
Gangulan and Eric Origen want people to laugh as they confront their troubles, the best way to get by in an uncertain time. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.